So a couple things were done to try to correct those issues in round two. For example, as you know, 2.4 million loans have been made under the round two of the Paycheck Protection Program for $181.2 billion. This represents an average loan size of $76,000 as opposed to $130,000 under round one. Under the second round, 900,000 of these loans have been made by small banks for $57.3 billion. And that's why, you know, we're accounting for much for loans getting in smaller amounts to actual smaller businesses. A second thing that was done was a term they're using called pacing. And that is allowing all banks, regardless of size, ability to one at a time get into the system instead of large banks that have vastly efficient application technology to, you know, put on hundreds of applications, even thousands of applications at a time, dominating the system, which is what had occurred in the first round. So it's no surprise now that we are where we're at with small businesses and small banks playing a much bigger role with this program than they had before.
So in order for the PPP loans to be forgiven, 75% of them needs to go towards payroll, 25% towards rent, utilities, and other expenses like that. Has there been some confusion over maybe what constitutes a utility, what constitutes an essential cost?
Yes, there has. Utilities, I think, we're looking at what you would normally think of as utilities. There are many questions coming, particularly from CPAs and other accounting firms like that are representing small businesses to try to more specifically define what is meant by utilities. And I think what we're going to see here shortly, maybe by the end of maybe this week or early next week, is a more clearer definition of what we're defining as utilities that will be coming forward for further guidance upon so that businesses can better understand how the forgiveness part of this loan is going to work.
And that forgiveness portion of the loan, is that determined by the banks that actually are lending the PPP funding? Who makes the determination over whether a loan will be forgiven or not?
So that again is another area that we're still developing what we call our interim final rules. As you mentioned earlier, 75% of the money that you receive under the PPP program must go to payroll. The other 25% utilities, rent, interest on a mortgage, things like that can be used. So if that 75-25% rule has been met and you documented where the money has gone, that loan would be entirely forgiven. Any money that is not used up under those percentages or that scenario immediately reverts to a two-year loan at 1% that the business could actually pay back if they had excess funds or have the money available to continue in payroll or utility payments for the next 2 years if they had that much money left over.
And then I wanted to ask you about something. This was an idea that was floated to me by a business owner that I was speaking with. He said that he would like more flexibility about when businesses could begin using the loans. I believe right now it's, you know, the loan will cover 8 weeks of expenses from the origination of the loan. But what do you say to the idea of a business being able to say, okay, we were approved for the loan last week, but we have, we'd like to start utilizing these funds and beginning this 8 weeks at a later date when it would maybe fit our finances a little better?
Well, right now, obviously, the legislation and the rules that apply are exactly as you explained. The 8 week period begins upon disbursement or closing of the loan. There has been some talk in Congress to rework that regulation. Right now, I don't know where that stands or if it's going to happen. But, you know, initially, obviously, this program was designed to bring people back or to get people in a pay status. And so letting, if you don't have people, if people aren't working now, I'm not sure what the difference it would be in 2 months from now. You know, are they trying to pay them when the business is back up and running? It wouldn't make much sense. If businesses are back open at that time. But there has been some talk about it. All I can say is those are the rules and regulations that we have to enforce at SBA right now. And so going forward, that's the program.
And lastly, Mr. Papraki, what advice would you give to a business as round two of PPP is underway here?
Well, I would, if you're in a position where you could use this kind of funding, I would contact your lender or a local lender immediately to get the process started. There could be even a third round of PPP funding. You may have heard that, which again would put you in the queue even if this money did run out. We don't anticipate that happening very shortly. There was many of us who anticipated that this money would have been gone in as little as 3 or 4 days. And of course, this started last month, a week ago Monday. We've been going since then, and we still have $100 billion left. So at this rate, I expect that it will be used up at a fairly at much less of a pace than obviously the first payroll protection plan money was. You know, lenders right now, I think, are also looking for further guidance in a lot of areas. This program was put together quickly, and there were still many questions that weren't answered in the original legislation. And we're learning from as we go along to answer many of these questions. And lenders are becoming more comfortable with it. And are certainly becoming more experienced in getting applications through the system and understanding how that works. So I would say that, you know, businesses are in good shape with this much money left. If they get a lender that is willing to work with them, I would go for it as fast as I could.